welcome to the call, the head coach of the Albany Great Danes, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. You guys, obviously, the bye week last Saturday. How did your team use the off week last week?
Worked on making ourselves better as a unit, and we had just a couple good practices, and just trying to get healthy and try to utilize it in a way that can help us try to win a game this week. So it was good. I don't think any of us love these off weeks, but they're a necessity. We needed it, we used it the best of our ability.
How tough is it when you guys playing the way you are off to a 4-0 start? How tough is it to stop and take a breather with the momentum that you had?
I don't really worry about all that. To me, momentum is doesn't carry over anyhow. So I've always been a big believer that momentum can change quickly in a game, whether it's from the opening kickoff or at halftime. Or I'm not a big proponent of that. I think it's a lot worse if you're coming off a loss and you got to sit for an extra week. Probably drive coaches a little crazier, but all in all, we needed the week to get some kids healthy and get our legs back a little bit. So I was happy with what we got done, and it's never perfect, but we're just looking forward to getting back to action this week.
As you guys have put together this 4-0 start and into the national rankings, what I guess is most surprised you about your team to this point that you didn't expect coming into the year?
I thought we struggled with being resilient last year and got ourselves down when things, went bad. I think I saw a change last year actually against Richmond when they got up big on us in the second half early, and instead of quit playing, we started to fight back, and we started making progress from that point. So, I'm happy with that. We played a bunch of different games in the first four games. We were down in the fourth quarter to Buffalo and came back and won. We were up against Rhode Island and stayed up. And last week against St. Francis, we had a pretty significant halftime problem, and we came back from it. So, I'm seeing signs that, we're growing up, and that's ultimately what we're trying to do is to keep developing as a program and in this league.
Are there any areas that you feel like you most need to improve on, or anything that specifically that you guys targeted this weekend that when you went back and looked at the first four games that you felt like you needed to improve on?
We've got to keep working on is our experience level, and it's just a process with young quarterbacks and young receivers, and we've got we have some veteran leadership, which has been outstanding so far this year for us, and continue to be good leaders. But we've got kind of a group of older guys, but a bunch of young guys running around. So just being consistent and keep playing our game. If we can stay in our little concept of what we believe in and what we try to do, we're a pretty good tough out for other teams. If we start getting out of it and trying to be somebody else, it's probably not good for us. So, we just want to be consistent and play our game, be what our motto has been.
We're here with you, Albany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for Coach this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. As a coach, I know coaches have different philosophies on the off week. Some like to self-scout. Some like to, give their guys a little bit of a break. Did you try to maintain routine, or how do you try to attack? You mentioned that you try to get guys healthy, but just do you guys look ahead and try to get ready for future opponents, or more worry about yourself?
We worry a lot about ourselves. We're all about trying to get our health back, and just everything from trying to get them eating good and resting and trying to improve physically. We do a lot of technique work. We obviously prepare for the next opponent. I've been doing this a long time, and I just have never been around anything that jumps out as the perfect way to do an off week. We just try to keep them active and interested, and they are. I mean, they're excited about everything. I think we had a really good workout Sunday, and the kids are excited. So, we're expecting a good week of practice out of them.
As we've gotten to near the midpoint of the season, talk about some players that maybe have performed a little better than you expected or had a bigger impact than you thought coming into the season.
I think there's a couple guys. We lost a starting defensive end in camp, and a young man named Brian Dolce has really gone out and played very solid. He's young, and a little bit lean, but he's really battling for us every week. And I think he's played better than we had expected in the beginning. I think E.B. Token Hanks, even though he played last year, I think he's been outstanding this year, and he's really, what I've been happy with is how he's accepted the leadership role and really stepping up and doing well. I think Jordan Crockett has really improved as a receiver. So we've got a group of guys that are, you know, playing above expectations and need a bigger role, which is good. But we have so much youth still in places that it's just, there's a lot of guys that are doing well for their experience level.
Obviously, a big game for you guys this weekend with the preseason CAA favorite and a top 10 team in Richmond. Coming to you, Albany, as you started to break down the Spiders, talk about some of the challenges that they present for you.
Well, one, you know, they're a good football team. I think when you look at them, obviously, you know, everybody in the league felt they were worthy of the number one vote for the most part, and they're a good football team. They win close games. They're never out of a game. I know they had a little stumble early, but, you know, that happens in our league that, you know, everybody can get you every week. So I think overall what I'm most impressed with them is their resiliency, is how they play the game. And you think you got them, and then they come back and beat you at the end. And that's who they are. I think their receiving core is exceptional. Quarterback's obviously very good. They're good. I mean, they're good all the way around. I'm not sure I don't see any real weaknesses in them. And I'm sure Coach Rocco will tell you a little differently, but from top to bottom, they're about as complete of a football team that we have in our league.
As you continue to build your program, how excited are you to test your team that's undefeated and nationally ranked itself against a top 10 team? How are you guys approaching this one?
We really focus on ourselves. It's about, I told them the reason this is a big game is because we've played well. Every time you win a game, the next game gets bigger, and any other coaching cliche you want to dump on it, it is what it is. This is a game for us to play. We've not played a complete game against Richmond. They're very good. They jumped out big on us the last 2 years, and I think they kind of pulled off the gas pedal a little bit. But hopefully, this is a game we're going to show up and play a full four quarters, and we're going to give it our best shot. They're a good football team, and we're excited about the game. It's homecoming. There'll be a lot of people here, and it's obviously a huge challenge, but we're excited about it.
All right, Greg. Thanks, as always, for your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.